Thank you. I really, I spent in each dialogue almost 2 hours with these children. And it was amazing, very frankly, because they are aware about, and they were requesting three things they highlighted in the five regions. First, how we can bridge the digital gap to ensure that all children, even those who are in remote, poor, and some area, have access. The second point, we can make it safe. And they are requesting, policymaker, but mostly they highlight the responsibility of the ICT sector, explaining that they know what they are doing, so why they are not preventing. And it was really, they don't tell it like that, but it's also about child safety by design. And another point they highlight is the cyberbullying, and how also we can deal with this peer-to-peer violence in another way, not only punitive, but also because this is a big problem with them. So as told the child, we have here with policymakers and very high level member of the ecosystem, and you have the power to do the best, as he told. So I will turn now to the first panel in which we will discuss, the urgent need for action and also what kind of action are taken by stakeholders. And I am honored today to welcome in this first panel Ambassador Jérôme Bonafont, Représentant permanent de la France auprès des Nations Unies, ravi de vous avoir. My dear friend and wonderful activist Dana Humaid, Director General for International Affairs Bureau, Ministry of Interior, United Arab Emirates. Cosmas Zavazava, Director of the Telecommunication Development Bureau, ITU, with whom we are working very closely together. And Ernie Allen, who will join us online, the chair of the We Protect Global Alliance. I will ask to make it interactive and to give after the opportunity also to the floor to interact. I will start by Ambassador Bonafont. Je sais que le gouvernement français a pris des mesures importantes pour donner la priorité. J'ai eu l'occasion de rencontrer Madame Charlotte Kobel à plusieurs reprises. Et je voudrais, s'il vous plaît, si vous pourrez, partagez avec nous les initiatives que vous avez prises actuellement pour mieux protéger les enfants, mais aussi qu'est-ce que vous prévoyez dans les temps futurs. Et vous avez 3 minutes.